Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Hello Tomorrow podcast, where we make sense of what's next in 15 minutes every week. I'm your host, Josh Allen Dykstra. Typically, we do our best to cut through the noise and expose the systems that are secretly shaping our future. But today is a special day. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2026. I got my New Year jacket on. I'm ready to go. Today's episode is going to be a little different. For those of you that only know my work through this podcast, you might not realize I've been posting written content online for a long time. A very long time, actually. I started blogging in 2005, over 20 years ago. For the last 15 of those years, I've been sharing a kind of crazy thing that I do at the end of every year. Every December, I do a deep retrospective of the last year, plus a goal setting for the upcoming year. And I published the whole thing in a massive article in January. This year, I decided to make this an episode as well. The point is, if you haven't gone on this ride with me before, this is a deep dive into my life, my reflections, my health, my biohacks, my personal experiments, my goals. All right, enough disclaimer. You now know what you're getting into. So let's start with a look back at 2025. What a year. Do I basically say that every year? Probably. But this life thing, it really is kind of amazing, isn't it? What a freaking ride. Invariably, sometime in December, as the darkness descends early and the cold settles in, I start feeling kind of reflective. My all-day-long Pandora background music changes from film scores to holiday instrumentals. The colored lights go up inside my house, and the space heater goes on my feet. In my more pensive moments, I realize I've grown a little older, grown a little sadder, but somehow I've become a little happier and more content, too. You maybe noticed I've been thinking and writing and speaking a lot lately about seasons. For me, 2025 was a very seasons change kind of year. The juxtaposition of death and rebirth was a consistent presence throughout most of the year. I should specify, I mean this in relation to my work life. I'm very grateful to report good health among family and friends. But the big death-related item at work was something I haven't really talked about publicly yet, my bankruptcy. Due to the debts of Love Work, my tech company, and my desire to keep my house, I had to file a personal Chapter 7. After getting the copious amounts of paperwork together, I met with my bankruptcy attorney on my birthday in mid-June. Now, people often look at me like I'm insane when I say that's what I wanted to do on my birthday. But I want you to understand, bankruptcy is a gift. It's a fresh start. It's a chance to rebuild. I am very, very grateful for the opportunity to start anew without the weight of all that debt. Now, once a bankruptcy is filed, it still takes many months to get through the payment plan and then get the official discharge back from the court. I was hoping to get officially discharged by Christmas, but I ended up receiving an early present. It came through in mid-October. I mention all of this just to give you a sense of the strange, concurrent, down-ramp, up-ramp nature of my 2025. It was just so emotionally whiplashy to experience my old work life dying and my new life growing at the same time. The last time I experienced a juxtaposition resembling this intensity involved a dying friend and the birth of my first baby. My sense is this probably happens more than we consciously reflect on, where life hands us pain and joy, one in each hand. Now, last year was such a vivid example of this kind of odd overlap in my life. It's hard for me to believe that it's taken almost two full years just to close the Love Work chapter of my life. But I can say now, finally, that I am feeling grounded and excited about what comes next. But before we get to 2026 and beyond, I want to take a deeper look at 2025. So, as you may or may not know, last year I started a new reflection format to look at the past year, encapsulating my goals under the banner of aspirational identities. If you're curious how I put this into practice throughout the year, I put my identity statements in an Apple note, which is basically where I live all day long, called Morning Intentions. And I did my best to read it, and maybe more importantly, visualize and feel the positive outcomes of each identity every morning. And you can go to the article if you want to see a photo of what my note looks like. I found this practice to be very rewarding throughout the year. So I want to go through my 2025 identity statements and all the related goals from last year, along with a quick reflection on each and how I thought I did. So I'm also going to do a star rating on the effectiveness of each particular identity's frame. Now, this rating is not going to be how well I did on the goal, but on how regularly I utilized that identity frame throughout the year. This was important for me to evaluate so I could see if I wanted to use that same frame again for next year. Okay. First identity frame from 2025 was be a health guy. Be a health guy. I am a health guy. I give this one 5 out of 5 stars. This frame came up very regularly in my mind throughout the year. Really effective. So my first goal under be a health guy was to do a couple surgeries last year. I wanted to get my left knee fixed, and I wanted to fix the deviated septum in my nose. The knee surgery happened almost a year ago on January 16. My knee feels almost back to normal now. My septum surgery ended up getting canceled last minute because I got a freaking cold. Guess I lived with this one for a while. I guess we'll try again next year. So, next goal under be a health guy, an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. I only scratched the surface of this one. After my surgery, we discovered my iron was low. I'm still not sure why. Has it always been that way? Who knows? So I ended up on this iron plus vitamin C supplement plan. My iron levels now, a year later, seem better, but they're still not amazing. So I'm thinking of swapping the iron pill for a beef liver supplement for a few months to test that. So I'll be doing that in 2026. I also did in 2025, I did an experiment with a grounding blanket. I don't know if you've heard of these things. I tried it for a few months. Didn't really end up feeling any different, and it kept getting like bunched up. I got a really good routine going with the fabulous folks at the 100% chiropractic office down the street. So I got chiro 2 times a month and a massage 1 a month. Great. That was good under this goal. I would really like to increase my focus on an anti-inflammation lifestyle moving forward, but that's how I did last year. Okay. The next goal under be a health guy was a consistent workout routine. The knee surgery took my plan out at the knees. Post-surgery, I will say I did a great job with consistent physical therapy. My PT doc was awesome and right down the street, both of which helped a lot. Summer was a bit of a fail workout-wise, but this fall, I started doing a 10-minute Apple Fitness Plus kickboxing workout every morning, and that's been a solid win. So overall, mixed bag on the consistent workout routine. My last goal for being a health guy was daily care routines. So as I mentioned, I've got this morning intentions note that became an almost daily practice. That was good. I also wanted to start using face lotion. Only been so-so about the daily part. I also wanted to do more electric toothbrushing and flossing. That got messed up because now I'm awake earlier than my partner, like hours before. So my bathroom things weren't accessible until later in the morning, which totally screwed up my routine. So Now, I have to tell you, when I was writing this review, it became very clear to me that I could just move my toothbrush to a different bathroom and fix my routine problem. Honestly, I didn't figure that out until I wrote this episode. So, already a solid win for next year. All right. So that was be a health guy. I'm a health guy. That identity, okay? My next aspirational identity for 2025 was to be a time traveler. I thought this identity was so freaking cool when I wrote it last year. I still think it's cool. But this frame, it did not come up much in my memory throughout the year. So I only give it 2 out of 5 stars. I still love the language and the idea, but it turned out to not be a particularly useful daily mantra for what I was actually doing in my business throughout the year. So I learned something about these aspirational identity frames. If you're going to use this method, practical and focused and maybe even a little bit more boring is probably better than super poetic. So, you'll see my goals for 2026 kind of follow that new learning. All right, my first goal under Be a Time Traveler, this was really my business focus goal, was to regrow my company. Now, this did happen. My 2025 income was 250% higher than my 2024 income, which sounds astoundingly good. And I am very grateful. But you got to understand, I made so little money in 2024 in actual numbers. It's really not as amazing as it sounds. But I am very grateful. I am very, very grateful. All right, my next goal under business goal, be a time traveler, was to create cool shit. Last year, my intention was to publish a new article every week, and I almost did it, and kind of more. I ended up publishing 39 new articles last year, and as you know, I started releasing these articles as YouTube videos and podcast episodes everywhere in September. So in a way, I feel like I exceeded that goal. So that feels really great. My last goal for time traveler identity was to give freely in multiple ways. This happened in a couple cool ways in 2025. I got to join the board for a fabulous Denver-based nonprofit called Community Impact Fund. I also served as a mentor for this organization called Sea Change, and I worked with their fall cohort and got to partner up with the amazing founder of a brilliant startup called Mahalo. So those things I feel like were great successes. All right, my next aspirational identity was to be an ally. This was number 3, be an ally. Now, this identity frame did, in fact, help make me more courageous throughout the year. I would give it 4 out of 5 stars. It came up a lot. It was quite effective. Now, my first ally-related goal was to be more vocal in the moment. Now, this worked. I have specific memories throughout 2025 when the phrase, okay, be an ally, would appear in my mind in the moment and then help me be more vocal and stand up for what's right. I would like to keep doing this more in coming years. I really believe if a guy who looks like me can't speak up, who freaking can? All right, so first ally-related goal, be more vocal in the moment, successful. My next ally-related goal was to continue to clarify my civic and political thoughts. I struggled with how to do this a good part of the year. It really wasn't until my second complete website rebuild rebrand. Yes, I did it twice last year. My second one happened in August when everything finally started coalescing. And it was actually another identity-based frame that helped me do this. I unleashed my inner optimistic futurist. And by doing that, I finally felt free and able to converge the systems, thinkings, observations I want to be making in this next chapter of my life. More about this one in my 2026 musings, which are coming up. All right. My last ally-related goal was to support the marginalized and underrepresented. I did this in a few ways. I attended multiple gatherings or protests this year, including Bernie's Fight Oligarchy event in Greeley, Colorado. And I also attended one downtown with my 12-year-old future dragon slaying daughter. My work with Community Impact Fund and Sea Change, I think, also does this in terms of the ways that they support underrepresented folks, marginalized people, and social enterprises. I think I also did this well in a couple podcast episodes. One in particular, the one about SNAP and EBT, got a lot of haters in the comments on YouTube. I didn't expect that. I will keep seeking ways to support the marginalized and underrepresented and do this better and better. But overall, I think a decent job in 2025. So my last aspirational identity for last year was to be an experience bringer. I am an experience bringer. Now, this one, the frame I give 3 out of 5 stars. It came up for me throughout the year, but not as frequent as the first or the third one. This particular identity really didn't have any goals attached, but I had reminders of why being an experience bringer is so important to me. Namely, helps me be a more supportive partner. It helps me bring better content, I think, to you through my speaking and writing. I think it helps me be a better dad when I think about things through the lens of bringing great experiences. So in general, this was a fitting and definitely important identity for me. It really helped my fiery Enneagram 8 personality move toward a healthy and integrated 2. It fills my life with wholeness through service. So all of that, decent job, I think relatively successful in 2025. Now, if you read the article version of this episode, right here in this spot, you also get a list of notable things that happened in my life in 2025. It didn't seem quite right to put that kind of list into an episode format like this. So you'll just have to mosey on over to the article if you want to peek at that. There's also, I should just mention, there's a ton of links and photos and references throughout this piece, a ton. Obviously, you have to go see this in article format if you want to click any of those. All you got to do is go to joshallen.com/blog, joshallen.com/blog. That's where I've been posting these things for the last 15, 20 years, if you're interested in checking that out. So that concludes my look back at 2025. Now, let's talk goals and intentions for 2026. For 2026, I decided I'm going to continue this aspirational identity-based framing of goals. I found this approach to be very useful on the whole. It really helped my goals stick in my head throughout the days, weeks, months. And even if I didn't always live up to my aspirational desires, it helped me keep trying. Because you know, that's just what a health guy or an ally does. They keep trying. I think this is the power of aspirational identity framing. So, something to consider. It's working for me. Here's what I'm trying for 2026. Ready? Okay, first one, I am a health guy again. Let me tell you why. In August, I got a ping on my Apple Watch. It said, low cardio fitness. Have you seen these notifications? I mean, I hope you haven't. I was aghast. Frankly, really disturbed by this. I've shared in past year updates, I worry a lot about health stuff. I used to call myself a self-diagnosed borderline hypochondriac. True story. But heart stuff, never really been among the conditions I worry about. Yay, let's add it to the list, I guess. So I went to my watch, I checked my VO2 max, and it said below average. Although to my eyes, I thought the word they should have used is abysmal. But then my Oura Ring says my heart health is thriving. I wear my watch and my ring pretty much all day, every day. I get a lot of data. Honestly, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. because I've been doing a cardio workout almost every day, a kickboxing, every day since the notification. And I've only improved my VO2 max slightly according to my watch, but my ring still says my cardiovascular age is 7.5 years below my actual age. An ongoing mystery, I guess. Okay, next reason why I am a health guy again. Did you hear this year about the research that came out about certain biological cliffs? Supposedly, our bodies experience a kind of health drop-off at a few specific points in our lives. One of them being my age last year, 44. Great timing. Thanks, article. I hope we get to see more data on this with a broader study because it was a pretty small one. But until then, all I can tell you is my lived experience of this. I swear this is true. One day earlier this year, I don't remember exactly when this happened, but I truly woke up and I felt fatter. Seriously, it's like my belly just popped out. It was honestly one of the more disturbing parts of my year. I've been able to correct this a little bit through posture work, but not entirely. So I'm realizing now I got to do something about that area of my body. Yay. So my first aspirational identity for 2026 is, again, I am a health guy. Okay, so here are my specific goals for 26. First, I'm going to keep doing a short cardio workout every morning. I'm really committed to getting my VO2 max up, and I'm currently prioritizing short and more regular workouts versus longer and more irregular. I think I can keep going with this short and regular thing when getting away for a long workout is really hard for me. So I'm counting on the adage, the best practice is the one you do, to work in my favor here. All right, that's my first one. Next goal, once a week yoga. I love the yoga studio right near my house. And I love what yoga does for my body. So I'm going to schedule a recurring early morning time on Wednesdays, which means I should almost always be able to make it every week. Okay, next goal for being a health guy is to find a kettlebell exercise to combat this belly thing. Right, I despise sit-ups. They are hard to do. I've got a slight kyphosis in my back. Sit-ups also feel really mean to my neck. But I've heard about kettlebell exercises that are back friendly and belly killers. So going to give that a try. Next goal is to, in being a health guy, is to cook more with my kids. In my ongoing battle to eat better, and this is an ongoing battle. I think I've mentioned this as some part of my goal in probably something like 15 out of the last 15 years. I am setting a goal to do more home-cooked food with my girls when they're here. Now, this goal might actually happen because my 12-year-old really enjoys cooking. I'm not saying I'm going to like totally outsource this goal, but this is why you have kids, right? Last goal for I am a health guy. Better management of digital devices. I want to practice better digital habits for myself and help those around me do this too. So this means I'm not going to look at my phone at red lights in my car. I get so bored. Okay, not going to do that. I'm going to help my kids build good habits. They just got Apple Watches. I'm going to help them build good habits with those. I'm going to encourage the usage of a phone basket for family gatherings, so we're not all like sucked into our devices and can actually like be with each other. And I'm going to start emotionally prepping my kids for the inevitable screen-free bedroom. Coming soon. Wish me luck. Okay. That's the first one. I'm a health guy. Those are my goals. Okay, let's go to the next identity. I've never really been a word of the year person, right? Some people do this. They're like, oh, I'm going to have my word of the year. I've never done this really, but as I got really quiet about what I feel called to do in 2026, one word kept coming up: share. So I mean this in kind of all contexts, but mostly in a business one. This is kind of my business focused goal for 2026 is to share. Let me tell you what I mean by this. What I've noticed is that as I've gotten a little distance from my tech CEO era, I've been feeling more and more like I was kind of cooped up by the particular demands of that role. Now that I have a little more space, I'm noticing there are a lot of things that I want to make sense of and synthesize and share with all of you. Feels a little like getting let out of a cage. So next year, I'm going to share. My aspirational identity is I share. And here's how I'm going to do it. Okay, first, so excited about this, all right? I'm going to release book number 2. I am so incredibly excited to share this with you. Somehow, it's been 14 years since I published a book, which feels insane. But much like my last book defined the work I set out to do for the next decade and a half, I hope this next book similarly defines the work I want to do for the next decade plus. If you are curious and maybe want to be involved as an early reader and a patron, I would be so honored to have your support with this project. I'm not going to a big publisher with this one. If you'd like more info about what I'm doing with this, go to WWKUA, right? WWKUA.joshallen.com. WWKUA. You're going to have to wait and learn what WWKUA stands for when you get there. I'll give you a hint. I'm also revealing the working title of the book on this page and a possible cover for the book. WWKUA.joshallen.com. All right. Next goal is, you're experiencing this right now, actually. It's to make this update available as a video and podcast episode. Now, I have all sorts of crappy inner monologue about doing this, by the way. Will anybody watch it? Listen to it? It's going to be too long for that format? Then I remember my word, I share, and I realize I have to do this, if mostly for the reason that it kind of scares me a little. So here I am sharing this. My next share related goal is with my calendar, and it's get strict to find freedom. I want to try way more strict time blocking next year. I'm pretty convinced I will not be able to share the amount of content I want to share if I don't do this. So right now, my plan, I'm putting this out there, is Monday podcast, right? Podcast will release on Tuesday, but I'm going to create them on Monday. On Tuesdays, I'm going to work on book 2. On Wednesday, I'm going to work on podcast clips and social media stuff. Thursday, I'll take client calls and do meetings. And Friday is kind of a flex time. So this schedule of time blocking for me is going to start the week of January 19. All right. Next goal to help me share is to keep my freaking email closed most of the day. I already have my computer on do not disturb all day, but it is not enough. I am still being constantly distracted by email. I see you, little red badges. So next year, I'm going to also keep my damn email closed at all times, except during my email time block. I tried keeping my email closed over the holiday break. It was kind of magical. After the detox of missing the constant mini dopamine hits, that shit is real. But after the detox, it really was magical. So here's my exact experiment. I'm only going to check email between noon and 1 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm thinking I will read my email while I'm eating lunch and then respond and give myself an hour to do this. The other part of this plan is to put an autoresponder on my email, letting people know how to text me if they have urgent requests, like for speaking inquiries. The next way I'm going to share is through more unfiltered video online. Now, as I mentioned, I've been sharing content online for a long time, but mostly via written text. Next year, I'm going to run some major experiments in sharing more video, some of it being much more unfiltered. If you want to follow along with me on this journey, come join me on your favorite social short video channel, like Instagram, YouTube, or TikTok. I'm on all of those. Come find me. Okay. This one is also pretty scary for me, honestly. But it feels like the right edge for me to push into. So I'm going to share. I should tell you, one of the first things I'm going to do is a behind the scenes look at creating book number two. So if you're interested in that and like how that's going to work and what's going to come up for me as I go through that process, and if you're curious about how a book goes from idea to book in your hand, come along. It should be fun. All right. My next share related goal is to keep quality and value super high by always saying something helpful or interesting when I'm sharing. I think there's a temptation with a goal like share more to focus on quantity, which leads to a detriment in quality. I don't want to do that. I am also pretty sure we are about to enter a time where we're going to be even more inundated with online slop. So my commitment to you is to say something helpful or interesting every time I post. So that is my second aspirational identity for 2026. I share. Okay. My last identity for next year, I'm only doing three next year, is I am in service to others. So I'm going to combine my ally-focused goal of last year with my experience-bringing goal of last year and try out this slightly new identity, because neither of those were super effective. So I am in service to others. This aspirational identity also deeply connects to me having a constant practice of focusing my Enneagram 8 energy into that of a healthy Enneagram 2. I know I mentioned that earlier as well. If that doesn't make any sense to you, there's links in the article that will explain, okay? But I am in service to others. My first service-related goal is to support the marginalized and underprivileged. I'm very happy with the causes I joined last year, so instead of looking for new or additional, I'd like to keep helping the organizations I currently work with, assuming they want that from me, Community Impact Fund and Mahalo. That's the first one. My next service-related goal is to continue to speak up for the marginalized and underprivileged. I intend to do this in multiple ways, in the moment, during live conversations, and also through my sharing online, and you'll see this in the upcoming book as well. Now, if you missed that before, don't forget, you can go to www.kua.joshallen.com. All right. My last service-related goal is to serve my family by creating experiences. This is deeply important to me. I am a true believer in experiences over things. And I really do my best to schedule my life around those priorities, well, at least as many as I can afford. So that's it. As if it weren't enough. Jeez. Three aspirational identities for 2026, a total of 14 sub-goals altogether. I'm excited. It's been years, like truly, really years since I felt this excited about what comes next. If you're still here watching or listening, thank you. these look back, look forward posts literally take me about 3 weeks to write and put together, as they involve all the calendar review to help me remember what the heck actually happened, and then a ton of reflection and thought time to ponder how I want next year to be different. It is my sincere hope that my sharing of this crazy project that I do every year brings some inspiration or hope or entertainment or something constructive into your life. Thank you again for being with me on this crazy ride. And thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.